But right now, we're going to talk about the COVID-15, not COVID-19, but the COVID-15.
Apparently, that's what some people are going through because they are stress eating and they're putting on pounds. They're eating more. They're at home more and they find themselves surrounded by food and they're putting on weight. I have experienced the exact opposite. We are not buying as much food. We're not using as much food. And this goes back to where we were a few weeks ago. I'm ashamed to admit we were very wasteful. I think like a lot of American families, buying too much at the grocery store, not getting to things before they expire and then throwing them out, buying food at the store, and then instead of, oh man, I don't know if we want to go through and cook that and then clean up, let's just go get takeout, and then we just waste that food. We are not wasting food right now, and it's amazing how our habits have changed in just 2 weeks' time. And it's not that big a deal, but I've already dropped like 10 pounds here in the last couple of weeks because I'm just more mindful about what we're eating. And as far as just the, you know, how we buy it and all that, man, that is a lot different now in just a very short time and maybe two different trips to the grocery store or the online order and pickup curbside at the grocery store.
I agree 100%. I'm doing the exact same thing. I'm paying more attention to what I eat and making sure that I eat everything because you do want to limit your trips to the grocery store or out. And you do find that when you eat out at restaurants, even getting it to go, whatever it is, you generally eat more. I've found that I'm eating less when I prepare it at home.
Mm-hmm.
The portions are a little smaller than sometimes the huge restaurant portions that you get. And I've heard this from a lot of friends. You know, I haven't heard anybody gaining the COVID-15, but I've heard a lot of people, just like your story, are actually losing weight because they're eating less because they're thinking more about what they're eating.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that some people are gaining because they're trapped at home and they're bored and they just eat when they're bored. But the only stories I've heard so far are people actually losing weight.
Boy, the biggest thing, the difference I've noticed. Donut man over here, I don't know.
What's up?
He went crazy on the donuts.
Yeah, what was the donut story again?
I don't know. Just stuff. Y'all keep talking about stuff.
No, go ahead. How many
y'all keep doing radio.
You bought a bunch of donuts Friday, and they were gone by yesterday afternoon.
They're not gone yet. I still have some back there.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I have a question. How long do donuts keep?
Oh.
Because they seem to last for forever.
I would say room temperature in a box, 4 or 5 days.
It depends on the donut. The little chocolate ones you buy at the convenience store, 25 years. The donuts you get fresh at the shop, maybe a couple of days, few days.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I think you're good.
I'm past that, and they still taste good.
3 days, I think you're still okay.
Well, I never see donuts growing mold or anything like that.
No. You don't see it. It's invisible mold.
But they're only bad when they're stale, right?
Yeah.
When they get crunchy.
Yeah. But then I just call them crunchy donuts and eat them anyway.
Crunchy donuts.
Yeah, I consider it a feature.
So why have you battled this pandemic by eating a donut an hour? What is behind that?
I'm trying to keep the donut shops alive.
Yeah. No, I think some people are stress eating. I've had to fight against it several times because you do stress out a little bit. Here's the other biggest difference I've noticed. We've talked about leftovers before, and we've had good intentions at our house before. Well, let's just put this in a container, put it in the fridge. And just like the food we bought 3 days ago, we don't get to that.
Mm-hmm.
We've been really good about that. We have not wasted a single leftover yet.
That's good.
Again, just a very short time. And maybe this, but I think you can form new habits, and we've been really good about that.
I love leftovers. I can't believe I'm like the biggest fan of leftovers. I'd rather have leftovers than have it the first time.
Really? I'm the exact opposite. I'm eating leftovers now, and I usually do eat leftovers, but when I'm eating leftovers, I feel really spare.
Gosh, what does that say about me? I think you judge me. You secretly, privately judge me.
No, I publicly judge you.
Okay. Sometimes it's better reheated.
I think you're right. I think some foods do taste better the second time.
I don't know if they taste better, but I love the fact when I realize that I have leftovers in the fridge. It's like, oh, great. I don't have to think about it, my next meal or what I'm going to get or what I'm going to make. It's like it's there. Yeah. It's ready.
I do like that.
It's so great. Mm-hmm. It takes the mental strain out of thinking about what stuff I'm going to throw in my face.
I've always heard what George just said, people saying that leftovers taste better. I think that's what we say to trick ourselves into thinking that. You're telling me that because it's been sitting in the fridge for 2 days, it tastes better than freshly made right out the skillet or the oven?
Yeah, yep. Maybe not.
No way.
I said some things.
Like
one thing. Okay, like the soup that we had last week. I thought it tasted better the second day than the first day. It was had beans and chicken in it. It was really good first day.
Sets up in the fridge.
But I thought the second day when I reheated it, I thought it was better.
I think that was your mind playing tricks.
Yeah, maybe, but it made me feel good about eating leftovers and not wasting food.
What about you, Sean? Are you guys eating lots of leftovers?
Oh, yeah. No, we cook a lot anyway, so this isn't some like crazy. We are spending a little bit less money on like takeout and restaurants, which is nice, but I feel like things are very similar at the moment.
But isn't it defeating, though, if you got a family and you say that you're going to have leftovers, everyone acts like it's a...
Kids are not on board
like
with leftovers.
You just insulted them.
It just depends on what it is.
They're going to have to get used to it.
If it's something they like, then, I mean, they can eat the same thing every meal if we let them, you know? If it's mac and cheese...
You just throw out Kraft mac and cheese every single meal and they're fine.
Right.
Unless it's leftovers.
It's unbelievable. How did Kraft stumble upon the secret childhood recipe that would be good for eternity?
Chicken nuggets and mac and cheese?
Just mac and cheese. I swear, kids can eat mac and cheese every single meal.
Yeah, they can. And what's wrong with that?
And every time I have a spoonful of Kraft mac and cheese on the odd occasion when I stumble across it, I think, man, I think I could eat this every single meal.
It sends you right back, doesn't it?
It's great. It's still great.
Well, I hope this type of thing sinks in with a lot of people, and that includes how you shop. That I've heard people that have gone to the store and there are no eggs, there are no potatoes, no toilet paper, which I still don't get that one. I heard from a friend over the weekend, he went to try to get some for his family and they were out. I haven't experienced that yet in the stores that I've been to, but I've heard a lot about it. They've got to start restricting that at all stores now, don't they?
They have. That's the new rule.
Stop doing that?
You're only allowed, I think it's a 12-pack, and that's it.
Well, good.
How did that get started? That's one of those things that one report surfaced about a couple of people hoarding toilet paper, and then it put the thought in everybody's mind, we got to go get toilet paper. Why did that even start?
I don't know.
Did people think they were going to go to the bathroom more?
Who started that there was going to be a toilet paper shortage? we're going to the bathroom the same amount. They're going to be producing the same amount. We're going to be fine. It doesn't make any sense.
Same thing with bottled water. That was another one. We got to get bottled water because, you know, the water supply.
It seems like there should be more to that sentence. What do you mean? Because well, you know, the water supply.
Yeah, you know, the water supply. Well, don't you drink out of the tap now? Yeah. Well, that's not really affected right now.
It's still going to be there.
I think you're good.
Huh.
And if not, maybe you could boil that out of the tap and you'd probably be good. But
I think that's a beating.
Oh, sure. That's a beating.
Can you imagine having to boil all your own water?
But don't our first responders and those who are out and about need bottled water more than we probably need it at home right now?
Indeed, they do.
Yeah, at home you have something called the faucet.
Yeah, I think you're good on water supply.
Gordon.
I haven't seen Gordon drinking bottled water yet.
I've just hoarded bottled water in the event that our first responders need it. So
Gordon fills his toilets with bottled water. It's just disgusting,
man. That is not a good use of water. But yeah, I've noticed it's only been two trips to the grocery store. At some point we'll go this week. And they keep saying that too. When you do go, think that mindset of your neighbor, and you don't have to hoard cans of soup or toilet paper or whatever the item is. I guess you can't now with toilet paper, but whatever the item is, just the suppliers can keep up as long as you don't act like we're about to run out. It's like that gas shortage we had a few years ago during the hurricane.
Well, that's very instructive because I thought the gas shortage was stupid self-created and all this, but I'll be darned, what did I go out and do? Because I'm like, well, everyone's panicking, buying this stuff, creating a problem. And because all these people are creating a problem, I better go get me some right now.
Before it becomes a bigger problem.
Right.
I'm not part of the problem.
Right.
But they're creating it.
Yes. And I think that's what a lot of people do. Like, the toilet paper shortage is stupid. But in order to combat the stupidity of other people,
right,
a lot of people are going out there and saying, well, because everyone's panicking buying this stuff, I better make sure that I have some.
Mm-hmm. And we've talked about this before, long before this hit, was just how wasteful we are. And man, has that been clear to me here in just a week and a half or so. And I was very guilty of it. My family was too, with how much you buy and how much you just don't eat. You put in the fridge and you have good intentions. But now that we know exactly what we have in our fridge now and plan the meals out, okay, we're going to use that tomorrow night. And I think once we did say, okay, let's go get takeout, try to support local restaurants. But, yeah, we've been so much better about that. And I wonder how that goes from house to house. I would think that you would be that most people would be more efficient about it as we get through this.
Yeah, efficiency is a good word. I've noticed, number one, cooking in a lot more. Number two, meals are smaller. You know, you go to the store, you get a piece of fish, you put it in the oven. I've been cooking a lot because I feel like, I know it's not a foodborne illness, but I feel like cooking it is a little safer, right?
Yeah.
Kind of cutting back on sushi these days, anything raw. And so, you know, you stick a piece of fish or whatever in the oven, and then you just have a little salad and you have a little thing of rice or whatever, and that's it. And you're eating more efficiently.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting down to a plate of donuts while you're sitting down to broiled fish and rice.
But you know what? And I've had so many friends saying that they used to sit down to a plate of donuts, now that they've got time at home and they've got more time to think and there's a lot of
people
downtime.
People are more intentional about their meals.
Yes.
You think about it.
They're putting more effort. And I've had friends say that they're eating cleaner than they've ever eaten in their life the last week.
And when you're talking about your own health, how much you take in and then how much you burn, I think people are being a lot more conscientious about movement and going for a walk, maybe where they didn't have that scheduled before. Now, maybe that's a big part of your day. Okay, where there's 30 minutes or 45 minutes or however long you go for that walk or getting on a bike that maybe they didn't do 2 weeks ago or didn't do consistently.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think you're going to be a lot more consistent about it.
Unless we get to a point where there is a total shutdown, you know, you can still go, according to Country Strong, you can still go out for a walk or a jog or
just keep your distance.
A bike ride. You just got to keep 6 feet apart from each other. In Italy and Spain, they've shut down even that.
Wow.
So I had a buddy who was in Spain and he was going on a bike trip and then all hell broke loose. And he said, well, I'm just going to ride it out over here for as long as I can. And the third day he was there, he was out on his bike, and a Spanish police officer came up to him and said, what are you doing? He goes, I'm riding. He goes, no, let me see your passport. This is not allowed anymore in this country.
Dang. Mm.
You can't even go out by yourself in Italy and Spain right now and go for a walk or go for a bike ride or something like that.
Now that would really start driving us nuts.
Yes. I don't think we will get to that in this country, but the whole thing is an unknown.
Well, and if people don't respect social distancing when they go out, they're going to take it away from us. I mean, if we're doing like New Yorkers are doing, or I saw pictures from a park in Arizona where it was just people just packed together in these parks.
That's why Country Strong, one of the reasons why he issued the stay-at-home order, because we can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
He's seen the pictures of the Katy Trail and the parks and... You have to make people behave.
Oh, man. Imagine we can't go outside and walk around.
Where'd you put those donuts?
Huh?
Where'd you put those donuts? Are they over there?
They're down in my car. I always keep an emergency donuts in my trunk.
That is not a good emergency item.
All right, it's 8:32 here on The Ticket. Coming up next, houses of worship also closed for the time being.